Okay, we're back with another edition of the Moto Show. This weekend, or this Monday, it was a big race in Sweden yesterday, and we have Jake Nichols. Jake, how's it going?
Oh, yeah, all good, thanks. Pretty tired this morning. Pretty much drove all through the night, but yeah, no. All good, really, thanks.
What, driving back all the way from Sweden to Belgium?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a bit closer to England. Sweden's closer to Belgium than it is to England, but it's still a long way. So, yeah, we only just got back like 2 hours ago, so I'm still monging out pretty much. Don't really know where I am.
And obviously the next one for you guys is are you going to drive to Russia or Latvia, then Russia, or are you...
Nah, we're going to fly to those two because they're just a bit too far. You've got to be like Sean Simpson, really, to go for those ones in the camper.
Who does your driving now? Is it Steve?
No, I've got my mate. He lives with us now. Lives with my girlfriend and I. His name's Tom. He's like one of my best mates, and he did his truck test during the off season, and then yeah, just sort of quit his job for a year and come and live with us. And yeah, he does the driving really. So it's cool because I did all the driving myself last year, and it was hard work, like coming back from straight off a race and then driving all the night or whatever. But it's much easier this year.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it's a lot. It is a long time on the road, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's the hardest bit of it all, really.
So yesterday, another good race. Take us through yesterday.
Yeah, it went well, really. I mean, obviously, like the practice, the track was perfect, and then literally as we pulled off the track at like 9:20 in the morning, it started like absolutely pissing it down with rain, and it actually rained all the way until I think maybe halfway into our first race.
Yeah.
And like there was, I mean, anyone that watched it, you'd seen how much water was on the track and stuff. So I was a bit scared for the bike, as well as like obviously to get a good result. I didn't want to crash, but I really wanted to get the bike to the finish as well, because with all the water on the track and stuff, like the bikes are tough, but they're not waterproof, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it went well. Got actual first start wasn't that good, but I was really sensible on the first lap and made some good moves and rode pretty good for sixth. I was a little bit conservative, but I think it was a good thing because it was so slippery and I managed to keep my goggles on all race, so I was chuffed with that.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I got a whole shot pretty much. Went a little bit wide in the first corner, and Fernandez got past, but it was good. I was sort of hung in there with him and Tommy for a couple of laps, which was nice. And then yeah, I dropped off a bit after like 5 or 10 minutes off of them.
Yeah,
and Van Horbeck got past two, and I don't know. I'm struggling a little bit with my the middle of the race, like my speed in the middle of the race. I need to work on that a little bit. But I'm really good at the start and good at the end, so I just need to pick up the intensity a bit. But I was chuffed to bits of it, to be honest. Like I went 6-4, and I scored. I can't remember how many points I scored. It was like 33 or 34. So it was a good point scoring day, really. I was quite close to the podium. Obviously, I needed to have been one result up in both races to have been on the podium, but I mean, that's a big ask, but it's nice to be that close, and I really feel like I've got one coming, do you know what I mean? Obviously, I didn't deserve it yesterday because I didn't get it, but I'm definitely feeling one coming, and I'm working really hard, and that's all I'm aiming for, really, is race by race trying to get on the podium. So,
because the track yesterday, you said about the water, there was a lot of water on the top. Was it solid underneath?
Yeah, Sweden, anyone that's not been there, it's a funny track. It's pretty much based on like a rocky ground. So they've like, I don't know, underneath the actual track, like they can't rip it because there's tarpaulin laid and then like hardcore. And right. Then like their version of dirt, which is like crushed up stones.
Yeah.
And then like a little bit of sand on top. So they can't really rip it up or anything. And so when it rains, it's just like a little sloppy bit, like where Curly got stuck. Like that's on top, but then underneath is just absolutely like rock solid. So it's a really tricky surface to ride because there's a fine line between pushing it and then obviously it's very easy to come off, and like it gets ruts, but the ruts are like the only way to describe it is like there's holes in the ruts that are like a hole in the road. Do you know what I mean? They're just sheer holes, and you got to have a lot of throttle control. So, but I enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed both the races yesterday. But I was quite apprehensive before them because it could have gone either way with the weather and stuff.
So sixth in the world championship at the moment. Then you say you're aiming to get that podium sooner rather than later, possibly peaking at the British GP.
Yeah, I mean, the aim before the start of the season was to try and peak in the middle of the year or whatever. But I mean, I had a couple of bad things go, like in the American races, the South American races. I was a little bit sick and blah blah blah, and a couple of injuries. But I kind of got them out of the way now, and yeah, I feel I've got a bit of confidence, and I'm really pleased with the bike and everything. And KTM are showing good support, and possibly be on a newer version of my bike soon as well. So all of those things coming into play. Hopefully, yeah, start picking the mid race speed up, and hopefully, yeah, be in the podium for around then. Really, that would be great. Obviously, the class has got tougher of recent with the two Dixon boys back in the class, so it's even harder than ever. But I proved yesterday I was fourth overall in front of both of them. So no, I can do it. Just like I say, piece all of it together and try and peak next couple of races. It should be good.
Do you run factory engines in your bike then, or not?
Yeah, my engines are like Roxon, Herlings, and Van Holbeck engines from last year.
Yeah.
So they're all done a bit, but they all get serviced in Austria, and they're really good. Do you know what I mean? But they're I'm on this year's chassis. They're 2011 engines. I'm one step down of what the factory boys are on, because they're on the new frame, the new engines, blah blah blah. But KTM have shown a lot of interest in me recently. Not interest, but a lot. They've given me a lot of good support, it's looking like I should get some more good stuff soon. So that's positive from my side of things.
So a lot. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people were saying you should have had the factory ride, etc. It's that time of the year. Possibly riders. I don't know if you're on a 2-year contract, 1-year contract with your team.
I'm 1-year contract, so yeah, it's all up in the air at the minute, like you say. But I know for a fact I won't be on the factory team next year. I've already pretty much spoke to them, and I'm not on there, 100% not on the factory team. So, but like I said, they've shown a lot of interest and keep supporting me, and hopefully we can sort something out in the next couple of weeks. It's all very much in the stages of getting sorted out. So hopefully be able to let you know a bit more in the next couple of weeks at least, I reckon.
Cool. So you've got a... Is there anything... There's nothing this weekend, is there?
No, I've got a weekend off. So I'm going to do a cycling race on Saturday. So it should be fun.
Yeah, I see you on your Twitter. You do cycle quite... Is that your main sort of form of exercise prep and preparation now?
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't know, I live in Belgium now, and... it's strange really, but like, I used to have quite a lot of hobbies when I was at home, but when I live here now, it's quite a simple life, and literally my only hobby is cycling, and obviously it keeps me really fit too, which is good. I do other stuff obviously for training. I don't just rely on that, but it's actually like one of my hobbies now as well, so it's good fun.
Do you find it boring in Belgium or not really?
Not really. I don't really have enough time to get bored, to be honest. It's like, we just got back today, and to be honest, this will be the first 2 weeks or week and a half, should I say, that it could test me whether I get bored here or not. But yeah, I've got a few good friends here, and the team's here, and there's so many good tracks. I rode a new track last week that I hadn't rode all year, if you know what I mean.
So
I can keep fresh. So yeah, but I miss home. I went home last weekend for the first time in like 4.5 months. So that was nice. But
yeah,
good to be back at work over here, really. So that's good.
So we've got, we've mentioned before, Latvia next. Good track for you?
Yeah, I like that track. I did good there last year, actually. I think I was sixth overall or seventh overall. So it's a good track. It's a tough one. It's like fast and a little bit sandy. It gets real rough. So yeah, I'm excited for that. And then Russia apparently is really deep sand, we've heard this weekend. So another good one for me as well, hopefully. So just keep plugging away, and then see what we can do.
Because so far with the Russian track, there hasn't been that much information. So
no, that's it. I think all the information that everyone's heard has pretty much come from Bobrushev. But
yeah,
it is a new track, I think. I don't think there is actually a track there at the minute, but he's heard that it's really deep sand. So should be fun.
Okay, so you've obviously drove back this morning, last night. What do you do on a sort of Monday then, a rest day? Do you just literally chill out?
Yeah, I'm going to have a bath in a minute and then just watch a bit. I'm going to watch the Tour de France. That's on in a minute for about 2 or 3 hours, so I'll probably fall asleep watching that. And then I'm going to go cycling with Sean Simpson and Ollie, my mechanic, in a little while, I think. Yep. And Tom as well. We'll go for like an hour and a half, spin the legs out and make us feel a bit better. And then just have some dinner and really sort of chill out. And I mean, we've already unloaded the camper. We've got to wash that stuff. I've got to power wash my kit before I actually put it in a washing machine because it's that dirty. But there's plenty to do. There always is. A lot of people think we don't do a lot, but there's always stuff to do.
No massage then, because a lot of obviously athletes at your level, they sort of spend the day having a massage, etc.
Yeah, to be honest, that's one thing I really miss about home is I've got a good woman that does like sport, an hour sports massage for me most weeks, but I can't really seem to find them here. They're all blokes that do it. I cannot stand having a massage off a bloke. Like, I really can't stand it. So
no, I know what you're saying. It's a difficult one, isn't it? I can understand that, to be honest.
Yeah, so that's one thing I'm still searching out, really. And like, I can't really ask people like Daruva because I'm sure he's a bit of a homo and he probably likes it.
All right, well, I'll let you go and finish off what you got to do and just have a chillax day. And then we'll speak to you. Well, we're going to be in Latvia anyway, so we'll see you over there.
Cool, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thanks for that, Jake.
Yep.
Bye.